WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is officially day two of the new fall TV season. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has some thoughts on two noteworthy sitcoms, one that premieres tomorrow night and one that was televised last night.
I won't even bother to play a clip from last night's Murphy Brown. Either you saw it for yourself, or you probably heard or saw highlights on one of today's morning shows, because the Murphy Brown counterattack on Dan Quayle is being treated as big news. My take on the show? I like the way Candace Bergen as Murphy delivered her response on FYI, the show within a show. That made sense, and the message was an effective one. But I hated the way Murphy Brown ended, with a truckload of potatoes being delivered to the vice president as a practical joke. It wasn't very practical, and it sure wasn't much of a joke. Actually, what I found most interesting was that in real life, Quayle sent a stuffed animal and a letter to Murphy's fictional baby boy. It reminded me of when Barbara Bush made a crack about The Simpsons, then sent a letter of apology to Marge, a cartoon character on that show. Politicians sometimes argue that TV viewers are influenced by characters on the tube and take them too seriously. But we're not the ones using them as pen pals. When politicians refer to TV, whether it's the single motherhood of Murphy Brown or the sarcasm of Where's the Beef, they tap into our most common vocabulary, then seem surprised when they get such a vocal and immediate reaction. And attacks on TV can, and usually do, backfire. Murphy Brown, thanks to Quayle, has received more free hype than any sitcom since Terry Ricolta attacked Married with Children. It's unlikely that tomorrow night's new sitcom, NBC's Mad About You, will ever get the attention or the audience that Murphy Brown just enjoyed. But it's an infinitely better and funnier show, and it's the one people ought to be talking about. Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt star as working New Yorkers who have been married less than a year. The show follows Seinfeld, and it's very much in the same vein. People don't throw out punchlines, they just talk and argue and worry.
It doesn't bother you that we haven't had sex in 5 days?
Hello.
I just don't understand why it doesn't bother you. It's been almost a week.
It's not a week.
Sunday will be a week. What's going on with us?
What's going on is that we're married 5 months and the sexual part is over. See, I thought you understood that. I'm sorry. That's what happens now. I play checkers in the park and you start arguing with buses. Come on.
One thing I really like about this series is that even though it's built around Reiser, who co-created it with executive producer Danny Jacobson, Hunt's character is given equal time and equal attention. And Hunt, who's better known as a dramatic actress, is even given the opportunity to imitate Reiser in this scene with actress Anne Ramsey, who plays her sister.
Trust me, you married the perfect guy. Oh, yeah, unless you're like, you know, sitting in a restaurant starving to death waiting to order. I'm thinking soup, but... they only have bisque, and I'm uneasy with bisque. I don't know why. Believe me, nothing's perfect.
Based on the pilot episodes of all the new fall shows, Mad About You is the best new sitcom of the season and has the most likable characters. Make sure to watch them. But take my advice, please, and don't bother to write to them.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.